刚刚皇帝兄带我们唱诗。
Brother-in-law Wong led us a song.
有一件事，我想我们每一个人都已经有感受的。
I think we all been our hearts been touched.
主是为着我们舍掉了一切。
Lord for us has given all for us.
我们正是愿意也把自己奉献了。一生为主而活。
How we need to offer ourselves and live for Him all our life.
但是这一句话所包含的内容，我们不一定每一个人都清楚。
But what this sentence includes, we might not be clear.
我们怎么为主而活
？How do we live for Him?
我们说一般的领会的。
How we usually understand it.
乃是愿意我们一生来传扬主的福音。
That we will preach His gospel through our life.
我们也愿意在我们生活中间让主在我们身上彰显了出来。
And that He might be manifest Himself through us all our life.
我们的时间、我们的金钱、我们的心血都是为着主来打算的。
And all our time, our plan, everything is for Him.
当然，这是一个根基。
This is just a foundation.
但在我自己感受的里面。
But in my own feeling,
我们仅仅这样奉献，在生活中间为主而活，还不能够叫主的心完全满足。
Just offering ourselves to live in our daily life does not totally satisfy God's heart.
像我们刚刚摆饼的时候。
Just like when we have breaking the bread.
余弟兄带我们唱一首他是何等奇妙的救主。
And brother, you led us a song of what a wonderful Savior.
好多弟兄姊妹都有同样的感受。
We have the same feeling.
主太奇妙了。
He's so wonderful.
所以大家来唱这首诗歌的时候。
So as we sing this song.
我感受到主实在是奇妙的。
And I felt God is so wonderful.
为我们到地上受了羞辱。被了鞭打并在死在十字架上
that Christ came to suffer so much being insulted and die on the cross for us
是根据这一个就我们罪人能够蒙恩的
based on this that we can be blessed
他已经降到了地的阴间最深的地方
he entered Hades to the deepest part of the earth
却升上了高天且至高者的右边
but he'd been exalted to the highest heaven and sitting on the right hand of God
都是非常奇妙的
God is truly wonderful.
不光拯救我们脱离罪恶的审判
Not only He delivers us from the judgment of sin.
还住在我们的里面
He dwells within us.
随时的来引导我们
He always guides us.
他不光是如此
Not only this.
就还带我们经过地上的生活
He led us on an earthly life.
有一天到荣耀的里面
One day we'll enter into glory.
与主在荣耀光中一同的显现
And also we'll be appear in His glory one day.
我唱了这一类诗歌的时候
so when I sing the song,
我的感受比十年前二十年前是 不同的
my feeling now is different from 10 years or 20 years ago
因为到底我再经过十天就是美国的年龄八十七岁了
meaning 10 more days I'll be 87 years old
圣经说人一生年龄是六十岁若是强壮到八十岁
the Bible said we should live for 60 if you're strong with 70-80 years old
我已经快90了
I'm just about 90 years old
所以我也不知道在地上活了多少年日
I don't know how much longer when I have days on earth
一个老年的人发现在世界日子不久了
So as an old person realize he doesn't have more days on earth
心中总有悲伤的感觉
There's sadness in their hearts
但是按照我来唱的时候了
But as I sing the song
发现人要得离开世界的
Man must depart from the earth.
坟墓不是我们最后的归结。
But yet the tomb is not our final destination.
经过了坟墓，复活到荣耀的里面了，才是我们最后的归结。
Through the tomb, resurrected and entered the glory, this is our final destination.
实在是奇妙的。
The Lord is so wonderful.
要把我们带到荣耀的境界的。
He's going to lead us enter into glory.
我常常想到荣耀境界。
So I always thought as we enter in the glorious realm,
主已经把我所有的罪恶败坏都已经除去了。
The Lord has taken all my sins away.
主把我在地上的年日亲近主、领受主，以彰显荣耀的，在将来勇士中间呢，能够荣耀了出来。
So as I have drawn close to him, manifest his life, and that glory will be manifested one day in heaven.
我简直不能想象，像我这样败坏的人，到有一天能够彰显荣耀。
And I cannot imagine a corrupted person like me, I can be glorified one day.
我更不能想象许多人一同彰显荣耀了。
So I can imagine many people may be glorified.
今天我们看见教会中间看见有一些弟兄姊妹将来一定得荣耀的。
And sometimes I look at some brothers and sisters, I said they will be glorified one day.
看见有些弟兄姊妹也不爱主也不追求了，将来能够彰显荣耀吗？
And what, there's some who do not love the Lord. Would they be glorified one day?
但我们看见我们在荣耀中，这个人也在荣耀里头。
But as we are in the glory, so how come that person is in glory?
这么多人都在荣耀里了。
So many people will be in glory.
这叫我们叫我简直不能想象的了。
This is what I cannot comprehend.
这是什么？
What is this?
这是主是奇妙的救主。
Because he is a wonderful savior.
要带领所有蒙恩的人进到荣耀的里面。
He's going to lead all these people who believe into glory.
我们刚刚提过了神在地上所有的心意。
We have talked about the desires of the Lord on earth.
超过我们所想象的。
It's above beyond what we have imagined.
主把我们每一个最终的罪魁都拯救了过来了。
And God has delivered us sinners of sinners and delivered us from sin.
包括蒙恩。
Not only we've been
所有拯救过来的人成为教会。
And that He had put us together into a church.
我每一个人在教会中间是做一个的肢体。
And in the church, we are a member of the church.
是整个的教会在将来的荣耀里头彰显神的大能。
Is that the whole church will manifest God's power?
所以我们要注意到一件事。
So we must pay attention to one thing.
我们要为主活作。
As we live for Him.
什么叫做为主活作？
What does it mean by living for Him?
是因为主住在我们里面。
Yes, because the Lord lives within us.
我们不光有罪赦免他，而常常感谢赞美主。
Not only our sins are forgiven, we praise Him all day long.
主住在我们的里面。
As the Lord dwells within us.
也在我们生活中间显出神的荣耀来。
And that in our daily life, we manifest His glory.
这不是神主要所盼望的。
But this is not the ultimate desire.
神主要盼望的。
His ultimate desire.
那所有蒙恩的人一同彰显荣耀。
It's all the ones who together magnify His glory.
我特别提到一同这个的字。
Let me mention the word all together.
在我自己蒙恩七十多年来了。
I've been saved more than 70 years.
我就发现我蒙恩的人爱主、活作、彰显荣耀，个人是彰显一部分。
If we as we are saved and magnify His glory, we can only magnify Him just a little glory.
每一个人把神荣耀全部的彰显出来。
An individual cannot totally magnify God's total glory.
有的人身上特别显出他的荣耀，他生活中是绝对的公义。
So some people might magnify God's righteousness.
有的人显出神的荣耀是绝对的圣洁。
And some people magnify His glory in His holiness.
有的荣耀显出来了，他传福音事情上被神所用，带领好多人信主。
Some people magnify His glory in that He can preach the gospel and lead people to Christ.
有的人彰显荣耀，能够帮助别的人灵命成长。
And some people magnify glory by helping people that they can mature, be mature.
在教会中间有许多的需要。
There are so many needs in the church.
教会中间需要有人传讲主的话语，明白神的心意。
There are need of people preaching God's word to know God's desire.
教会中间也需要关怀的人顾到了所有弟兄姊妹。
Some people need to be careful so that we need concern about them.
教会的里面还需要许多人借着他的才能或者恩赐显出不同的功用来。
So in the church, we need to magnify our talents and gifts so that to satisfy the functions of the church.
这个教会不是三五个人能够彰显的。
In the church, not three or five people can magnify His glory.
我们在教会中间大多尊敬讲道的人。
Many times we respect or honor those who preach.
如果没有关怀的讲道的人讲，下面坐的人很少。
But if person nobody care about them, only the preacher will preach, there will be not many people in the church.
还有许多特别的需要。
There are many special needs.
我们遇见到疾病。
Some people have been sick.
弟兄姊妹，有的人在职业上失业。
Or some people lost a job.
有的弟兄姊妹家庭夫妇相处了不好。
Or sometimes the couples are not getting along well.
有的弟兄姊妹夫妇相处了很好，儿女养育的不好。
But sometimes the couples get along well, but the children are not doing well.
各种不同的需要。
There are all kinds of different needs.
不是三五个人所能够做得过来的。
Not three or five people can satisfy all the needs.
我常常受邀请到许多地方去，教会去。
I've been invited to many churches.
在我大概的印象。
In my impression,
一个的教会真正在神教会中有服侍人不过是20%左右。
And I felt those really involved in the ministries is only about 20%.
所以我以前跟你们讲过了。
So I have mentioned to you before.
只有20%左右乃是 contributing 圣徒是贡献的。
So only 20% of people, they contribute.
有的人只会领受只会埋怨。
Some people will just receive and complain.
用经济学上是 consuming, 消耗的基督徒了。
They are the consuming Christians.
真正有贡献不过20%。
Those who can really contribute is only 20%.
我有一次到一个教会去领一个特别的聚会。
One time I have a special meeting in the church.
晚上10点散会了。
And 10 o'clock the meeting ends.
谈谈话都走了。
So after the conversation,
有人就问起来问我。
Some people came in and
talked to me. 说我迟一点走。
And asked me to go for the
meeting. 人都走光了。
Everybody left.
我要走了。
I want ready to leave.
看见有一位弟兄还没有走。
There's a brother who was staying
there. 我是某某弟兄，你怎么还没有走啊？
How come you haven't left yet?
你还没有走吗？门灯窗还灯还没有关吗？门还没有关吗？
The door is not closed. The light is still on.
这弟兄是不是来聚会看看好了？走了该谁都走了，没有人关门，没有人关灯的。
Everybody left. Nobody shut off the light. Nobody closed the door.
我是你是管家婆。
Oh, so you are the general affair.
最后留着看关门关灯的。
You're the one who's going to shut off the light and close the door.
这样弟兄子，大家都不注意。
See, nobody pay attention to him.
在神面前一样受到神的奖赏。
But yet for him, he will be rewarded by God.
所以神在教会中兴起各种不同的人来了。
So the Lord has raised up many kinds of people.
共用方面的。
In function,
传福音培灵的不同的
and people are evangelists or revivalists.
主那些教导也不同的
some people teach in Sunday school. They are different.
团契联系又是不同的了
some people will lead in the fellowship.
那是各种不同的恩赐，各种不同的显出来的，教会才能够彰显神全备的荣耀。
So as different gifts and talents be manifested.God's glory might be manifested.
我们不过彰显了一部分的荣耀。
We only manifest part of God's glory.
小小一部分。
A very little part of it.
不是全部的。
Not the total.
我们看见我们刚刚白饼吗？
We just have the breaking of bread.
我们先白饼是什么？
What's the meaning of breaking the bread?
主的身体。
It is God's body.
我不过是身体上的一部分。
I'm just a part of that body.
我不是整个的身体。
I'm not the whole body.
主叫神。所要得做的
What the Lord desired to gain
整个的教会来彰显神的荣耀
is that the whole church will manifest His glory.
所以如果我们要看见为着神而活
So as we think we want to live for Him
什么就是为着神而活
What's the meaning of living for Him?
单单爱主
Just love Him?
单单灵命成长
Or just mature?
单单过圣洁的生活
Or live a holy life?
单单尽我的功用
Just do my function.
还不能够满足主的心的。
Will not satisfy God's heart.
主所要得着什么
？What does God want to gain?
主所要得着是得着他的教会。
What God want to gain His own church.
我们圣经中会发现一件事。
In the Bible, we discover.
保罗在腓立比书第三章了。
Paul in the book of Philippians.
他说我写信给你们，你们读了就知道我深知基督的奥秘。
You said, I wrote a letter to you that I know the mystery of God.
这个奥秘是从前没有启示出来的。
Before it wasn't revealed.
你去读的时候
As you read.
你会了解的。
You understand.
全部的旧约有一个奥秘没有显出来。
There's a mystery in the Old Testament that had not been manifested.
新约显出来的。
But yet had been manifested in the New Testament.
什么奥秘没有显出来
What is that mystery had not been revealed?
教会的奥秘没有显出来。
It's the mystery of the church that had not been revealed.
在整个旧约的里面。
In the whole Old Testament.
当摩西到西南山神向他显现。
As God appeared to Moses in Mount Sinai,
不光讲了十条的诫命
not only has given 10 commandments to Moses,
诫命应用在身上有律例和典章
and there's laws and decrees in the law.
这些光景叫犹太基督徒叫那个犹太人好好的遵守的
that the Israelites will abide in it.
但是神说你们很软弱
but the Lord said you guys are too weak.
所以神为他们找了一个会幕
so the Lord established a tabernacle for them.
常常到会幕去领受供应了
that they always get the provision from the tabernacle.
所以以后进到迦南地区了
Later, as they entered the land of Canaan,
不再是会幕
No more tabernacle.
大卫造着圣殿来了。
David established a temple.
会幕和圣殿有个基本的不同。
There's a difference between the tabernacle and the temple.
会幕没有地板，圣殿有地板的。
And the tabernacle, there's no flooring, but in the temple there is.
会幕是行走中主与他们同在的居所。
And the tabernacle is the dwelling place of God as they are traveling or wandering in the desert.
以色列百姓固定下来了，在那永远哈。神与他们同在的居所。
So the temple is a permanent place where God dwells within the Israelites.
摩西告诉他们。
So Moses told them.
你们一定要在立位神名所在地方啦，献祭与给神。
Moses said, "You must go to the God's designated place to offer your sacrifice."
在他们以后遇见了难处。
Later on, they encountered problems.
他们被掳了。
They were captured.
圣殿撤回掉了。
And temple was.
这他们怎么办呢？
What do they do?
摩西没讲清楚。
But Moses didn't mention about this.
等到以色列百姓的。
Later on, the Israelites.
最后的马拉基的先知过了有四百年，神没有差遣先知来。
After prophet Malachi, there are 400 years that God did not send any prophet.
他们还要生活了。
They still need to live.
还要敬拜主了。
They still need to worship God.
这些丰盛世界各地吗？已经丰盛的世界各地吗？
Oh, they did spread and scatter around.
那他们怎么样？
So what are they going to do?
他们兴起一个会堂。
So say they raise up a synagogue.
这你看呢？我现在开车过来哈。
So
as 495进来的时候，就犹太人的会堂。
So as I drive through 495 and came in, there's a synagogue.
是你会看见了，连当保罗来传福音的时候了，到各地去是先到会堂那里了，去遇见犹太人的。
So as Paul preached, at that time, he entered first in the synagogue and encountered many Jewish people.
这整个旧约的观念。
So in their Jewish concept.
乃是会堂。
It's synagogue.
这会堂在旧约圣经中没有讲得明白。
But the Bible in the Old Testament did not mention clear about synagogue.
新约讲得明白了。
But yet in the New Testament, clearly is written.
新约怎么明白法？
How clear is it in New Testament?
以弗所书第三章九节到十节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9 to 10.
我们一同来读读，好不好？
Let's read it together.
又使众人都明白。
It's made plain to everyone the ministration of this mystery, which for ages past was hidden in God, who created all things.
请大家注意这句话。
Please pay attention to this.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
这个奥秘啦，旧约时代没有显出来。
In the Old Testament, it was not revealed.
在新约中间显明出来了。
But it has revealed in the New Testament.
这个奥秘是什么？
What is this mystery?
这奥秘是要叫做教会是天上执政掌权呢，这是神摆放的智慧。
It says through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm.
这是就是圣殿。
It's not through the temple.
圣殿都撤掉了吗？
Because temple had been abandoned.
不是就是会幕。
It's not through the tabernacle.
旧约中对会幕没有详细的讲解的。
The Bible did not clearly talk about the tabernacle.
来到新约来到的时候了。
As we come to the New Testament time.
这奥秘显出来了。
This mystery is being revealed.
然后这个就是教会来彰显了神百般的智慧。
It's through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known.
怎么叫做教会？
What is church?
教会不是一个房子。
It's not a building.
教会就是蒙恩的人合在一起了，这就成为了教会了。
It's that all the people have been saved being together. That is the church.
而蒙恩的人合在一起了。
As they gather together.
个人有个人的恩赐。
Everybody has their own gift.
个人有个人的功用。
They have their own function.
个人有个人的侍奉。
And they have their own ministry.
各种功用侍奉合在一起了。在彰显神百般的智慧。
So as all these functions and uses united together, it magnifies the manifold wisdom of God.
这有什么用处？
What is the use for it?
不光叫里面的人能够蒙恩。
Not only the people in the church might be blessed.
这叫天上执政掌权都知道神百般的智慧。
Is that the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms might know the manifold wisdom of God?
圣经讲到执政掌权了。
The Bible talk about rulers and authority.
都是知道撒旦从宝座下来的时候了，带着三分之一的天使一同下来，管理了控制了整个的地面了。
So we know that Satan, together with one third of the angels, they came down and rule over the earth.
把所有空中霸占了，地面都霸占了。
They occupy the heaven and also the earth.
就神的荣耀不能够在宇宙中间能够彰显。
That God's glory cannot be manifested in this universe.
你会发现一件事。
You discover this.
当撒旦堕落了之后。
After the fall of Satan.
神没有跟撒旦征战。
God did not fight with Satan.
神没有在撒旦手中了把地整个拯救的。
God did not deliver the earth from the hands of Satan.
神乃是创造人，然后胜过魔鬼和魔鬼的权势了，把地从撒旦手中抢救了回来。
It is through creating man, God had delivered the earth from the hands of Satan.
为什么？
Why?
神是创造的神。
God is a God of creation.
魔鬼是受造的。
And Satan is a created being.
神如果自己跟魔鬼征战了，神是降下他的格了，也在受造的位置中间了，跟魔鬼的征战。
So if God would fight with Satan, he had to condescend himself to fight with him.
这不是这么做法。
This is not how it's being done.
是创造人。
God created man.
受造的人，然后胜过受造的魔鬼。
God, a man of created being, will overcome Satan, who is also a created being.
把全地从魔鬼中抢救了回来了，归在神的权下。
And deliver the whole earth and heaven, and to give it back to God.
这就是为什么主耶稣道成肉身来成为一个人。
That's why Jesus became flesh and came to earth.
好多年前我在这里跟大家提过的。
Many years ago, I mentioned to you.
在地上有一些神经错乱的。
There are people who are a little crazy in the mind.
在地上也有鬼附的。
Also, there are people or demons.
怎么能够分辨这个是鬼附呢，还是神经错乱呢？
How can you distinguish a person being demon possessed or have some mental problem?
我好好请教过人。
I have seeked some advice.
我自己经验中间好好去体会。
And also had experience in my own encounter.
神经病和鬼附的有一个比较明显的。
There is one very distinct difference between persons who are mentally ill and demon possessed.
那个鬼附的人啊，眼睛呆呆的；神经病的人，有的眼睛呆呆，有的眼睛灵活的。
And people who are demon possessed, their eyes are very dull. But people who are mentally a problem, sometimes their eyes are dull, sometimes they are very bright.
他的眼睛如果是灵活的，可能是鬼附，可能是神经病。
So if their eyes are bright, if their eyes are dull, they might be a demon possessed.
他不能够完全清楚。
It's not clear.
最容易一个有把握的。
But something that you can really be sure.
你跟他做朋友。
That's a friend.
然后你跟他做朋友好了，我讲一句，你也讲一句。
So you befriend him and say, okay, I say something.
我现在住了长岛。
I live in Long Island.
哎呀，我在地上许多的生活。
I live on earth.
这个话他跟你讲了
，He will follow you。
然后你讲一句了
，So they will repeat after what you say。
宇宙中有神来创造万物
，It is God who created everything in the universe。
他肯讲
，He is willing to say it。
主耶稣是神的儿子
，And Jesus is the Son of God。
他也肯讲
，He is willing to say it。
下面说主耶稣道成肉身来的。
But as you said, Jesus became flesh and came out.
鬼附的人绝对不讲这句话。
And the person who is demon possessed will never say it.
鬼能够承认主耶稣神的儿子。
Because the demon will acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God.
鬼不能够承认主耶稣道成肉身的。
But demons will not admit that Jesus became flesh and came out.
约翰一书第四章已经讲了吗？
Because in the first John chapter 4,
把灵不承认主耶稣道成肉身来的，就是基督的灵。
If a spirit will not acknowledge that Jesus became flesh, it is the spirit of the Antichrist.
为什么魔鬼不承认主耶稣道成肉身来的？
How come the devil will not acknowledge that Jesus came?
因为他是受造的一个人来对付魔鬼的。
Because he is Jesus is a created being to deal with him.
这神绝对魔鬼绝对不会承认主耶稣道成肉身来的。
So the devil would not acknowledge that Jesus became flesh and came to earth.
所以是道成肉身成为人。
Because Jesus became flesh and became a man.
败坏魔鬼的权势的。
And it's going to destroy the power of Satan.
但请大家记得。
Remember this.
主耶稣33年半工作完成的时候，魔鬼权势还没有完全被摧毁。
But yet after Jesus living on earth for more than 33.5 years, but yet Satan's power had not totally been destroyed.
主耶稣完成了救恩了。
He has accomplished salvation.
担当人的罪。
And he bare men's sins.
叫人罪的赦免。
And that they may forgive him.
主耶稣复活。
And Jesus resurrected.
叫蒙恩的人能够叫做重生。
The people can be, have a new life.
这事已经完成了。
This has been accomplished.
完成了吗？
Is it really accomplished?
工作完成了。
The work had been accomplished.
没有普及到万民万国的当中。
But had not been, been universal to all the nations.
主耶稣工作完成了。
So、his work had been accomplished.
登上了高天。
He has exalted in the heaven.
坐下来了。
He has seated.
我的主啊，你工作还没有完成，怎么坐下来了吗？
But how come he is seated next to God when the work is not done?
他坐下来了。
But yet he's seated.
为什么坐下来？
Why did he seated?
他要打发。蒙恩的人呢，把他的救恩传到了万国万民的当中。
Because he's commissioned all the believers to preach the gospel to all nations.
救恩的本身是主所做的。
The salvation itself is accomplished by Jesus.
救恩的果效是也就是教会推行到万国万民的当中。
But the effects of salvation need the church to advance this.
就是为了这个缘故。
For this reason.
神今天要建立他的教会了。
God want to establish His own church.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹要注意。
I hope that you will pay attention to this.
为主活作。
As we live for Him.
当然呢，活出公义圣洁的生活来。
We live a life of righteousness and holiness.
我愿意把我自己心血财力都一种奉献给主了。
I want to offer my talents and everything I have to the Lord.
要更确定一下。
But be sure of this.
怎么奉献法？
How do you offer yourself?
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
你怎么奉献法？
How do you offer yourself?
你怎么侍奉法？
How do you serve?
叫神的心满足。
That His heart may be satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
要注意了。
Pay attention to this.
神今天所做的工作，要叫教会彰显神的荣耀。
The work of God today is to let the church magnify His glory.
教会哪里有的？
Where is the church coming?
都是他十字架复活重生的人合在一起。
It is the all the believers who are being saved and after the resurrection of Christ.
但是我们会发现，
but yet we discovered
神工作完成多久？
As how long his work being accomplished?
2000年了。
It's been 2000 years.
有没有神的果效到万国万民身上？
But had this effect been spread to all the nations?
谈了好多哎。
But we are still
连我们中国人的。
Even our Chinese,
按照我自己来想象的了。
According to my thinking,
中日战争完了。
After the Japanese and China War,
我们中国了有个新的开始了。
We have a new beginning.
哦，很好了。
Very good.
就已经有教会开始了。
There's establishing of the church.
这样教会开始的时候，
as the church started,
发展的相当相当的快。
And it's been developed very fast.
九世因此发展这么快了。
And because it's developing so fast.
撒旦借着共产党把教会摧残。
But yet, Satan used communism when it destroyed the church.
不让我们中国人中间的教会能够发展的人这么快了。
He doesn't want the church to be progressing so fast.
好不容易了，共产党现在也不会拦住教会了。
But now, after many years, communism is not putting an obstacle to the church. Many people are from China. When you are in China, you are not a believer. But when you come to the United States, why would you come to America? You come to school. Or immigrant. Or you are a
person.
These are all very
outward.
If that when you come to the United States, you have a chance to believe. Isn't that amazing? The greatest benefit you come to the United States is that you can be a believer. Really thank the Lord for that.
但你回头一想，
but when you look back,
中国还有13亿人口还没有信主。
But there are still billions of people in China that's not believing.
主今天不能够到地上来。
The Lord Himself cannot come to earth.
如果到地上来了，
if He would come to earth,
这13亿人口都到火湖去了。
All these people will be in hell.
所以主不是不来。
Not that the Lord would not want to come.
主不是当言。
He's not delaying.
主是要叫我们已经蒙恩的人了，把福音传到中国去了。
Is that we who are believers would spread the gospel to China.
我也已经跟你们讲过了。
I've mentioned to you before.
福音传到中国已经有200年了。
gospel has been preached to China for 200 years.
开头120年都是靠着西教士了负担起教会的责任来。
The first 120 years is the Western missionaries who bear the burden of preaching the gospel.
现在说大概80年前。
And now about 80 years ago,
神兴起了几个中国人来了。
The Lord had raised up many Chinese.
神学贾跃民。
And people from seminaries.
福音那是宋长杰。
Revival is from Zhang Song.
生活是王明道。
For living is Pastor Wang.
灵性那是倪秋生。
And for spiritual is for my brother.
培灵那是季志文赵世光。
And there is other a pastor who and all these people been raised.
中国教会的责任从西教士靠肩膀推到我们中国人肩膀来了。
So the burden of the work of China is from the Western missionaries.
宋长杰不到二十年。
Pastor John Song, he's been preaching for 20 years.
传福音的人得救了，是胜过120年。所有西教士在中国传福音带领得救的人。
While he's preaching for 20 years, he bring more people than the 120 years what the missionaries had done.
神做了非常特别的事了。
So the Lord had done very spectacular things.
我们低头敬拜主。
So we really worship the Lord for that.
但你如果好好去看。
But if you look at it more carefully.
福音传扬出去了。
As the gospel is being preached.
知识分子信主的很少。
But yet the people who are intellectuals, they very few of them will believe.
大多数知识并不是太高的。
Most of the people are believers, they are not really intellectuals.
要请大家记得。
Remember.
1964年。
1964.
在美国大学里头开始有查经班。
And in America, on the campus, they started to have Bible studies.
Minneapolis 开始的。Minneapolis.
Indianapolis.
在那里啊不过十几个人。
But there is only more than 10 people.
查经班开始了。
It started to have Bible studies.
这40-50年来了。
But in this 40-50 years,
北美的查经班好多人都信主了，爱主起来了。
But there are many, many people from the Bible study, they believe and they love the Lord.
我感谢主的。
I thank the Lord.
神引导我1969到北美。
And the Lord had led me to United States in 1969.
那个时候，全美国在查经班服事只有三个传道人。
At that time, only three ministers will work among these Bible study.
东岸是周祝培。
Is Reverend Chow, Moses Chow.
中部乃是王永信。
And also Pastor Wong in the middle part of United States.
西岸是伊烈公。
And on the west side is Pastor Yu.
Moses Yu. 那我是第四个人。
I'm the fourth one.
所以我跟你们讲过了。
So I mentioned to you before.
我每一个月有10天在查经班。
10 days of a month, I would spend my time in Bible study group.
查经班兴起来了。
As all these Bible study group is
我每一个月10天在查经班跑了18年。
And I've been among all these Bible study group for 18 years.
每一个月差不多10天在查经班。
And every month, 10 days, I'll be among them.
过了18年了。
After 18 years.
东岸、西岸没有查经班了。
And there is no more Bible study group in the West Coast.
为什么缘故？
Why?
教会起来了。
Because there's establishment.
教会有青年的工作了。
And there are young people's group.
这东岸、西岸没有查经班了。
So there's no more Bible study.
你到东岸、西岸去的话呢？
If you get there,
学校里头有查经班，都是英语的，没有国语的。
And on the campus, and their Bible study school is English and not Chinese.
到现在美国了，中西部地方还有一些查经班。
But now in the Midwest United States, there's still some Bible study groups.
以前呢，查经班兴起来的，各地间的教会起来了。
But before, as their Bible study groups, they become churches.
这是一种中国基督教新的意义起来了。
So this is a new thing among the Chinese group.
高级知识分子信主、爱主、侍奉主了。
It's all the Chinese intellectuals. They believe and love the Lord.
但是我看见不是神主要的目的。
But I thought this is not the ultimate goal of God.
美国的查经班和教会兴起来了。
As the Bible study group and the churches arise.
不过像那农夫了要种田的时候，先有个秧田。
It's just like a farmer who's just started with the soil.
种子撒在里面吗？
And just spread the seeds there.
种子长大起来了。
As the seed sprouts.
农夫把秧田中的苗在种在地的里面的。
And they put the young plant planted on the soil.
在中国人种的地在哪里？
What's the soil among Chinese?
中国大陆。
It is in China.
你会看见解放了之后了。
And
中国解放共产解放了之后、
oh, after the breakdown of, after communism rule
共产的思想要消灭宗教的
because、communism wanted to destroy the church
所以教会是在家庭教会
so at that time there's home churches
在哪里
where
农村和小城市
and they usually is in、villages and small cities
我1979到了中国去了
I went to China in 1979.
大城市知识分子，耶稣的名字都没听见过。
But in big cities, all the intellectuals have not heard about the name of Jesus.
但你会发现，最近十五年来
，But it's risen 15 years.
乡间的家庭就会渐渐衰落。
And there is all the home churches in the villages have been diminishing.
因为农民跑到城市去了嘛。
Because all these farmers have went to the big cities.
大城市知识分子了，兴旺发展的比美国还快。
The intellectuals who believe in Jesus, this is so rapid, more than in the United States.
我是每一年终于一次到中国来，有四个礼拜。
I spent about four weeks in a year in China.
需要太大了。
The need is so great.
在中国城市里头，知识分子的教会呢，兴起了非常的快。
Because in the big city, all the churches for the intellectuals, the growth is so rapid.
我也很佩服中国。中国共产党的政府
，and I admire the Chinese government.
他很不满意三自会
，they don't like the three self church.
宗教政策落实了，托给三自会来做的。
So as the church established, it's being given over to three self to the minister.
这二十多年来了。
For this 20 years,
许多知识分子对三自会不满意。
All the intellectuals are not happy with this three self.
而福音传扬是家庭教会传扬的了。
Gospel being preached through the house church.
我佩服中共的政府。
So I admire the Chinese.
现在你们要有教会了。
Now that you've joined churches,
不是上三自会登记，跟宗教就登记就可以了。
You don't have to register with the three self governing body. You just register with the China government.
三自会宗教局还不一帮人吗
？But aren't they are the same people?
这有个不同的。
But there's a difference.
三自会登记讲到三自会财牧师来。
But because if you register with the three self-governing body, they will send preachers there.
宗教局登记三自会不能财牧师来的。
But if you register with the religious department, they will not
send pastors. 能够啊，不是单就是三自会的牧师了，这样才能够了。教会中间传福音了，把福音、把造就的贡献显扬出去了。
So all this work of the church might be able to establish.
所以现在中国的大陆
So in China nowadays,
教会三种
There are three kinds of churches.
一个叫家庭教会
The house churches.
一个叫三自会
One is the other is with the three self.
一个叫城市教会
The other is the church in the city.
一个叫政府登记的
They register with the.
不是三自会登记的，是向宗教局登记的。
They register with the religion department.
也是公开有聚会的。
And they have opened a.
我好像跟你们讲过了。
I have mentioned to you before.
去年我去了。
Last year I went there.
我走了萧山。
I went to this place called 萧山。
我有一天上午讲四个小时，下午讲两个小时。
I preached 4 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon.
多少人听我讲到的
？Do you know how many people there listening?
4500多的人听我讲到。
About 4,500 people listening to my sermon.
我说你们是三自会，他说我们不是三自会的。
And are you guys with the three self-governing bodies? No.
政府对你们很客气了。
Oh, the government had been very kind.
哪里是客气了？
Oh,
我们以前盖一个礼拜堂，政府忽然派的车子来把拆掉了。
We used to establish a church, and then they sent government sent people to tear.
我们跟他争。
We try to fight with them.
曾建龙关起来判刑半年。
And they have been in prison for 8 years.
那这件事成为中国社会有个大事情了。
So this is a big thing in the society.
中国的宪法，宗教是自由的吗？
Because according to the constitution,
为什么把它拆掉了呢
？Religion is free, but why did they tear down the church?
整个社会呢，这已经变成大事了。
So this become a big deal in the society.
政府态度软了。
So the Chinese government become weaker.
许可他们重建。
They let them rebuild the church.
他们建了3000个礼拜堂。
They built 3,000 churches.
但政府当然不给钱的哦。
Of course, Chinese government would not give
you
the money.
你只要我们重建就可以了。
But you just rebuild the church.
需要在一个教会。
And this one church,
一个是5000人礼拜堂，一个3000人礼拜堂，一个2000人礼拜堂。
And there are one church that can house 5,000, the other 3,000, and another 2,000.
礼拜天的三个堂都聚会的。
And they can go to church in all these three churches.
那五千人礼拜堂坐不满的。 做不满的。
The 5,000 church is not full.
有特别聚会了，集中在五千人的礼拜堂了。
It's a special meeting that they'll go over there to that big church.
我说你们三次会。
And I said you guys are the three self. He said no.
这么多次讲了，你们加了三次会嘛？
The government said, why don't you join us?
他们说三次会跟我们呢、啊，不是一个格的了，不同的了。
And they said, no, we are different.
政府许可他们聚会。
And so the government let them have the meeting.
这弟兄姊妹，我看见神在这做了。
I see that the Lord is working.
神做了非常大的事。
The Lord has done great work in China.
如果没有教会起来，
if it is no, there no rise,
无论如何福音不能够传扬。
The gospel cannot be preached.
所以我去到大城市的教会里面去了。
When I go to the church in the big city,
你需要太大了。需要太大了。
Oh, the need is so great.
我每一次去是集中，我有两个礼拜都在北京。
And I center myself to 2 weeks in Beijing.
一个教会。
In a church.
十几个团契。
There are more than 10 fellowships.
400-500人。
About 400-500 people.
95%以上都是三十几岁的大学毕业生。
45% are people in the 30s, they are college graduates.
没有来过美国的。
They've never been in the United States.
也不是海归派过去传福音的。
And they are not being preached by people come from outside. It's the Lord doing work in China.
所以我说神的做法了。
And I think God's work.
有一点跟共产党差不多的。
It's one thing that is very similar to communism.
共产党搞革命了，先是在小城市和农村的。
Because when communism starts, it starts with small cities and villages.
搞游击战的了。
And they're trying to have some warfare.
等到以后就是东北会战了。跟国民党正式打了一仗了。
Later on, they have a big battle with the Kuomintang.
到以后淮海六月再一次打仗了。
Again, there's another big war.
国民党在垮台嘛？国民党在垮掉。
China Nationals.
神
南
凯道也是农村包围都市的，这个也是农村包围的都市啊，这些话都很难办的。现在的话呢，城市里头的教会都起来了。
So this is the uprising of the church in the big cities.
你会不会觉得稀奇？
Won't you be amazed?
在国内城市教会传福音得救的速度比美国还快。
So the speed of spreading the gospel in big cities is so much faster than United States.
这四十多年神在美国不过是个秧田。
40 years ago is as if you're planting a young shoot in the
以后的发展是在中国在打落。
And now the spreading is in China.
So, 为什么？
Why?
神一定要建立起他的教会来。
Because he must build up his church.
所以这个教会的建立是神目前所做的最主要的工作。
So nowadays the most important work of God is to build up the church.
所以我们就把自己要奉献给主了。
So as we offer ourselves to the Lord,
我们为主而活。
We want to live for Him.
什么叫做为主而活？
What's the meaning of living for Him?
单单我们过公义圣洁生活不够的。
It's not enough just to live a righteous and holy life.
单单爱主不够的。
It's not enough to just love Him.
乃是看见神的工作要建立教会了，我把我自己奉献给主，我的精神心血就放在教会的建造里面。
He said, when I see the Lord's work is to build up His church.So for me, I need to offer my whole being into the building of the church.
所以我们如果侍奉主，
So as we serve the Lord,
单单注重到我生活上的改变，我侍奉主，我传福音，这个不过是半路凉亭。
So it's not enough just to emphasize for myself, my growth, my loving the Lord.
神所要得着的不是属灵的个人。
The Lord want to gain is not a spiritual individual.
神所要得着是整个的教会。
The Lord want to gain is the whole church.
所以整个教会能够彰显神的荣耀了。
As the whole church manifest God's glory.
神在地上的工作才能够完成。
Then God can complete His work on earth.
所以我们要看见圣经里面所注重的。
So we need to pay what the Bible emphasizes.
神注重我们个人。
God emphasizes on the individual,
更注重他的教会。
But more so, he emphasizes on the church.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，
But brothers and sisters,
我们个人爱主不容易。
For us to love the Lord as an individual is not easy.
教会中的都爱主更不容易。
For the whole church to love the Lord is even more difficult.
我们个人能够爱主，为着神活作。
As we love the Lord and live for Him.
你这个神在我们生活花了好多的心血了。
The Lord has put in so much work on us.
你也到教会中去。
But as you come to the church.
我刚刚讲了。
As I just mentioned.
连我在美国各地教中国教会中跑。
As I'm going around in these Chinese churches.
能够爱主侍奉主不过20%。
For those who really love the Lord and serve is only 20%.
80% 没有。
But 80% have not done so.
我说神很公平。
But the Lord is very fair.
每一个教会中都安排两三个人不做事是会批评的。
But Lord always put about 2 or 3 people, they would not do anything.
啊，这个也不好，那个也不属灵。
And this is not good, that is not spiritual.
他自己也不做的。
But he would not do anything.
神很公平。
The Lord is very fair.
我对你们教会人不大熟悉。
I don't know you guys very well.
你们教会中一定有的啦。
And I'm sure there's some like this.
你会发现神做一些事。
The Lord is doing something.
有一些教会中间啊。
In some churches,
他爱主了。
They love the Lord.
一帮一帮的。
So-so.
这五六个人爱主。
Only 5 people love the Lord.
那五六个人爱主。
Oh, yes, 5 or 6 people love the Lord.
你是不尊敬的。
But yet they do not love
the Lord. 我爱主摆上是摆在五六个人当中。
I love the Lord only for this 5 or 6 people.
你爱主是摆在那五六个人当中。
Oh, if you love the Lord, your emphasis is only 5 to 6 people. This is how you love the Lord.
我在神面前。
Before the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters,
这不是不对
Not that it's wrong
这是半路的凉亭
It's just very temporary
神要得到全教会的
God wants to gain the whole church
弟兄姊妹的
Brothers and sisters
要得到全教会是难乎其难的事
To gain the whole church is the most difficult thing
我已经说了
I already mentioned it
我们个人爱主侍奉主不容易
For us to love the Lord as an individual,
我们要叫不爱主的人爱主，不老练的会老练，更加难的。
It is so difficult to get somebody who do not love the Lord to love the Lord.
你我在教会中间来服侍的话
，As you and I have been serving in the church,
里面是享受
，It is enjoyment.
那是好劳苦了
，But it's very, it's labor.
我在神面前好好享受了
，I want to enjoy the Lord.
我要服侍了
，I want to serve Him.
劳苦了。
But it is so laborious.
这我已经跟你们讲过了。
I mentioned to you before.
十几年前我到洛杉矶去。
About 10 years ago, I went to Los Angeles.
福音派的华人教会联合在一起聚会。
On the event, all the evangelicals, they gathered to have a meeting.
唱一首诗歌。
They sang a song.
越侍奉越喜乐。
The more you're serving, the more joyful you are.
哦，唱了好开心的。
As we sing, we're so joyful.
我上来了。
As I preach.
我说弟兄姊妹，你们唱了越侍奉越喜乐。
You are singing as you serve more, the more joy you have.
我问你们做长老做事的，是否越做越是否越喜乐？越是否越苦？哪里喜乐的
？I ask you those who are elders and deacons, the more you serve, is the more painful and suffering you encounter?
诗歌没有骗我们。
The song did not deceive us.
越侍奉主越喜乐。
Yes, we have more joy.
怎么喜乐了
？What kind of joy?
接主的面才喜乐了，当时没有喜乐的。
Only when we come to the Lord one day, but
苦的了不得了了。
We suffer so much as we serve.
在你的眼光看到将来的目标。
But yet our eyes on the future goal.
今天劳苦的教会中来侍奉了。
But today we labor in love to serve the Lord.
不光叫自己爱主了。
Not that we love the Lord.
别的人也爱主了。
That other people will love the Lord.
不光自己有恩赐才能显出来。
And as I manifest my talents
here. 每个弟兄姊妹都有才能。
That everybody would manifest that talent.
神创造人呢。
As God created man.
他的教导里头常常有身体来表达的。
Many times he used the body.To teach
我们身体上的每一个人都是肢体
Every one of us is a member of the body
当我年轻的时候
When I was young
生理学家说人的盲肠没有用处
And the psychologist the doctor said this our appendix had no use
所以盲肠把它割掉了
So just take it away
现在发现盲肠有特别的用处的
And now they found that there's special use for this
十个手指头
Even 10 fingers.
小指头最没有用处。
And we thought the little finger had no use.
这两个有用处。
But these two are more useful.
你抠耳朵啊，还有小指头的嘞。
But you can use this to clean your ear.
这什么就是一个健康的人？
What is a healthy man?
全身都是显出功用来。
Meaning all his body will.
这是健康的人。
Function. This is a healthy person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这句话身体上很简单。
It's easy to say it.
要教会每一个人显出功用来，难乎其难。
But for every member to do his their function is the most difficult thing.
所以在圣经的教导。
Therefore, the Bible teaches.
神今天是要建造他的教会。
So God wants to work to build up His church.
是今天神的工作了。
This is God's work of today.
不光是个人。
Not only for individuals.
要建造他的教会来了。
He wants to build up His church.
那么什么叫做建造？
What's the meaning of building up?
你我要超过我们所感受的。
We have to go beyond how we feel.
来看看圣经中怎么讲的。
Look at what the Bible says.
我好好去查全部的新约。
And I went through the New Testament very carefully.
建造这个的字。
This word building up.
是两个不同方面的。
It has two different aspects.
头一个是灵命的成长。
First is the spiritual maturity.
这个就是造就或者是培灵。
Or is for edification or revival.
英文叫 edification.
Edification.
所以以哥罗西书第二章第十九节的。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 19.
使的元首全身既能靠着他经济得以相助联络就因神的增长而增长。
So holding fast the head from whom all the body ministered to and united together by the joints and ligaments increases with the increase of God.
这是教会建造什么？
So this is the building of the church.
因神的增长而增长。
It increases with the increase of God.
什么叫教会的建造？
What's the meaning of building up the church?
是令生命上逐渐逐渐的成长。
It's the maturity of the spiritual being.
请大家注意的。
Pay attention to this.
神灵建造他的教会。
God's coming through his church.
它是外头的组织。
Outwardly, it seems an organization.
外面物质的东西。
All these material things.
神要建造他的教会。
But yet, when God wants to build up his church,
灵命上的成长。
It is the maturity of our spiritual being.
你要办一个事业。
If you want to do establishment,
你必须有一个的公司。
You must have a company.
公司有许多的组织。
And there are many organizations within the business.
头一个，你一定要 marketing 好。
First,
市场好。
You have a very good marketing.
第二个啊，在你公司里头要有机器好，出产东西好。
Second, you must have a good product.
第三个啊，那是人事的安排好。
Third, you must have good personnel.
公司才能够发展的。
And the company can be developed.
请大家记得。
Pay attention to this.
神建造教会不是这样。
But the Lord does not build up the church.
神建造教会。
If God built up his church,
每一个人灵命上逐渐的成长。
It's that every member will grow and mature spiritually.
我们在神面前的功用。
It's our function before the Lord.
是他所赐给我们生命某一方面的用处显出来的。
It's that through our lives it manifested it.
显出来的时候。
As it's being displayed.
有些是布道。
Some people might be evangelists.
有的是培灵。
Some might be evangelists.
有的是关怀。
Some might be concerning.
灵命不成长，这个功用都显不出来的。
But as our spiritual life is not mature, it cannot play out its function.
神要建造他的教会了。
So as God wants to build up his church.
头一个那是灵命上的那个的成长。
So this is spiritual maturity is the number one thing.
我这里所提的造就和培灵。
I talk about edification and revival.
你要知道。当我还在中国大陆的时候
When I was still in China,
那几个传道人、啊、所用的不叫做造就不叫培灵
At that time, all the preachers they do not call edification or revival
奉新
They call revival
是那个时候道士光机之王是开奉新会的
They held revival meetings
哦，叫人心灵都爱主了刚强起来了
And they stir people up to love the Lord
以后发现不对了
But later I found that there's something wrong.
圣经中没有奉新两个字的。
The Bible did not have the word revival.
圣经是讲到edification 是培灵的。
Edification is building up.
这个培灵这个字呢，圣经正在用是什么？叫做造就。
So edification is building up of the individual.
所以在五十年前呢，台湾的时候教会了，已经名字改了。
So 50 years ago in Taiwan, the word wording has been changed.
不叫奉新会，叫做培灵会。
So they did not call Revival, they call edification meeting.
李初生更用一个圣经的名词了。
And then my brother watched me in New York another term.
造就会了。
It's edification. It's not just revival.
是情绪上不兴奋兴奋吗
？It's more emotional.
哦，奉新是奉新起来，过两个礼拜又冷淡了。
But after 2 weeks, we all get become cold.
是真正给人帮助是灵力的培植。
So the most important is to edification of our spirit.A spiritual life.
圣经新中文翻译就是造就。
In the Bible, it mentions is edification.
这个是一个根基的。
This is the foundation.
但是要教会建造起来。
But for the church to be built up,
必须第二个部分
we need the second aspect.
那是互相的配搭
is how we work together.
一个人蒙到灵命的成长了
as a person being mature spiritually,
由他侍奉中间显出功用来
and able to manifest his function,
功用显出来了
and when the function is being displayed,
有很大的事
It is a big thing.
彼此的配搭。
We need how to work together.
你我在教会都要侍奉主小心了。
As we serve the Lord, we must be careful.
我们要爱主。
We have to love the Lord.
我们要忠心。
We have to be loyal.
忠忠心心活在神面前。
We must faithfully work before the Lord.
不够的。
It's not enough.
你与跟你恩赐不同的人，共用不同的人，是不是配搭在一起好？
Are we working well with those who have different gifts and different functions?
你跟别的人不能够配搭的好了。
If you cannot work together well with others,
注重你在神面前的恩赐。
Only pay attention to your own gifts.
看重你在神面前的恩赐啊。
And try to develop your gifts.
教会不会生活被建造起来的。
The church cannot be built up.
所以你看我们人的身体了。
So as you look at our body,
某一部分的细胞发展的特别快。
If there's some part of our the cells develop so fast,
这是什么?
What is this?
不是发展得快。
It's not progressing very fast.
这是癌症。
It is cancer.
你身上的细胞吗?
Because it's a cell in your body.
这个细胞特别发展得快了吗?
And their unusual speed of progress.
不是顾到整个的身体的吗?
It doesn't care about the rest of the body.
这就是癌症。
It's called cancer.
是反常的了。
It is abnormal.
所以在教会的建造里面呢。
So in the building up of the church.
要紧了。
Very important.
乃是灵命成长显出功用。
Is that as we mature, we play out our function.
共用要与其他弟兄姊妹呢一同的配搭显出功用来。
But yet we need to work together to displace all everybody's function.
我们人很难。
For us, very difficult.
我们不容易顾到大体。
We don't want to think about the bigger self.
连我在教会中经验的。
In my experience in the church.
就发现一件事。
I discovered something.
我在 M 和 Z 聚会服侍的时候了。
As I was serving the Lord in Athens Church.
好多弟兄姊妹来了。
Many brothers and sisters come.
哎呀，广东人在一起就讲广东话，别人都听不懂的。
So all the Cantonese people get together, they say Cantonese.
上海人在一起，也就讲上海话，别的人也不一定听得懂的。
And the Shanghainese who speak the Shanghainese language, nobody can understand.
我连我们浙江呢，温州人呢，讲话。所以其他人都听不懂的了。
So people from one child, people do not understand.
我去年到温州，前年到温州去。
About 2 years ago, I went to one child in China.
哦，他一个教会的。
A church.
在全国有好多祠堂的。
And they plant many churches there.
一共有20,000基督徒。
And they have about 20,000 Christians.
他每一年把各地的教职人员集中在温州了，有5天的培训。
And once a year, they have a special training session.For these people.
我一开头讲了。
In the beginning, I mentioned.
我说你们温州人做生意很特别。
I said the way you do business is very unique.
做生意啊，就同行是冤家。
If we do the same kind of profession, we are enemies.
你温州很特别。
It's very you're very unique.
同行是朋友。同行是朋友。
If you have the same profession,
你会看见这几年的哈，在纽约好多 supermarket 温州人开的。
And you know there's many supermarkets built by one child people.
开都摆个摊了，开个小店的。
Beginning they have just a little place, a little shop.
这十几个人合在一起开个大的 supermarket 了。
But after about more than 10 people get together, they open a supermarket.
温州人啊，同行是朋友。
Oh, for people of the same profession, they are friends.
彼此帮助的。
They help each other.
不过你们只帮助温州人，不帮助别的人的。
But they only help the one child people. They don't help anybody else.
这温州人一个习惯了。
So this is a habit.
圣经是什么？
What the Bible says?
圣经叫我们与不同的恩赐的、不同的民族了、省份的人也能够联合在一起。
But the Bible teaches to work together, be united with other people that doesn't have the same gift.
So 我在 Amherst 聚会的中午吃中饭。
So when I was in Amherst, as we are having lunch,
在楼下吃中饭的。
We have lunch together.
我一下去了。
As I walked down there,
有的说，哎，林六，不要来，不要来，不要来。
And so we said, don't come here.
为什么不要来？
Why not?
又骂我们了。
Because you're going to yell at us.
我说是吗？我要骂的吗？
Do I always yell at you?
每一天吃中饭了几十桌。你们这七八个人都是一桌的。
But how come only you seven or eight people in one table?
最后这么多弟兄姊妹不在一起吃饭的。
How come you're not eating lunch with all the people?
你这八个人在一起这么多次了，为什么不跟别的人在一起呢？
You've been together for so long. How come you don't have lunch with other people?
我说我在教会中都已经跟你们讲了。
I said I mentioned to you before.
一来到教会。
When I come to a church.
不要找你熟悉的弟兄姊妹。
Do not look for people you're familiar with.
找一些坐在最最后面的。
Look for people sit at the back.
不跟人打交道的了。
Who will not say hello to others?
他们是新来的。
Those are new people.
你这些人啊，来到教会没有人管的。
People who nobody care for them.
你们爱主爱主，就是老是你们跟七八个人在一起爱主的。
So you love the Lord only seven and you all love the Lord.
你去找找那些没有人理的人嘛。
Take care of those that nobody cares for.
就让他们也觉得教会有温暖嘛。
So they feel the warmth of the church.
教会才能够建立的起来嘛。
So the church can be built up.
侍奉中间也是一样的。
The same way as we minister.
我也在劝我自己。
I encourage myself.
我也做了不好。
I didn't do well.
没做得完全。
I'm not perfect.
是不是叫每一个来聚会的人都能够有侍奉？
That I cannot help everyone come to church to serve the Lord.
所以我常在教会中讲了。
I always mention in the church.
不要单单看重讲道的人。
Do not look at the preacher.
我是非常看重做招待的。
I pay attention to those who are doing ushers.
你们不是没有太信主没有太久吗？
You have not believed for too long.
像真理讲了不清楚吗？
You might not be clear about the
truth. 你不能够在小组里头来做领导的吗？
You cannot be leaders in a small group.
你要做招待嘛。
But you can't be usher.
我说你要注意。
But pay attention.
人家来参加聚会，头一个看见不是传道人的脸，是先看见招待的人的脸。
As newcomer come to the church, the first face they encounter is the face of the usher, not the preacher.
你招待人板板的了，人家看见这个教会冷冷淡淡的了。
So as your face is very straight, they felt that the church is very
cold. 我说连你做招待，你要知道。
As usher, you should know.
你不过做一个招待。
You might be just an usher.
让主的荣耀从你脸上彰显出来。
But may God's glory be manifested on your face.
我都跟弟兄姊妹讲了。
I have mentioned this to brothers and
sisters. 安排好下个礼拜您做招待。
But the church arranged that you'll be the usher next week.
很不幸。
Unfortunately.
礼拜六晚上夫妻吵架。
And the couples are arguing.
或者管教儿女了，管了很生气。
Or become angry as you discipline the
children. 礼拜六早晨起来，心里都还没有平静。
So your heart is not calm in the Sunday morning.
马上打电话，今天早点我不要做。
So the call, I'm not going to be ushered to the
party. 我里头都没有喜乐嘛。
Because I don't have joy with it.
做招待的话，给人看见的话，看见我脸就板板的嘛。
If people see me, my face is just not so straight.
不是你蒙了没有太久。
Not only because.
这样你活在主的面前。
Is that how you believe?
至少你可以做招待嘛。
This is the least you can do.
就来叫教会的头一个是看见你的脸嘛。
So that the people, you're the first face that people would.
每一个人都显出功用来。
So everyone should work out their function.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫好的教会
？What is a good church?
各种的功用
，all kinds of functions
都显出来
，have been manifested.
这样教会才能够彰显神的荣耀。
Then the church can display God's glory.
就执政掌权得知神百般的智慧。
That the rulers and authority will know about the manifold wisdom of God.
所以今天神是要建造他的教会。
So today God want to work on building up His church.
根基的
foundational
是灵命成长。
Is that the spiritual maturity
显出来的
？But whatever is displayed
侍奉中间互相的配搭。
Is that we work together as we serve？
那么这是太难的一种事了。
This is very difficult thing to do。
人怎么来建造
？So how did the Lord build the house？
两条的路线来建造的。
The two tracks of the Lord will build the
house。头一条路线
，the first track，
神是借着赐给宇宙教会中的执事来建造的。
It's through the God's given ministry to the universal church。
所以这是以弗所书的。四章十一节十二节
It's Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 and 12
他所赐的有使徒先知传福音的有牧师和教师我要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体
And so Christ himself gave the apostles the prophets the evangelists the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up
就请大家注意
Pay attention to this.
以弗所第四章十一节到第十六节
In this passage in Ephesians
最后都是教会上的建造
The purpose is that the body of Christ may be built up
两个不同的
There are two differences.
头一个是神借着所赐的使徒先知传信牧师和教师了。
It's through the God-given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
它不是直接的建造。
This is not a direct building up.
这四方的人做什么？
What do these people do?
成全圣徒。
Is to equip the people.
成全这个字。
The word equip.
那是包括的灵命的成长。
Is that they might grow spiritually.
包括侍奉中间来装备。
And also equip them to serve.
是这个是装备就每一个东西是功用来。
To equip them so that they will display their function.
当教会弟兄姊妹都被装备起来了。
So if everyone is being equipped.
尽他个人不同的职分。
And able to play out their function.
然后就建立基督的身体。
Then the body of Christ may be built up.
那这四方的人的话。
In this four types of people.
那是神特别在某一个时代里面赐给了宇宙教会，还不是个人当地的一个小的地方教会。
It is a God-given ministry to the universal church.
使徒是什么？
What is apostle?
由神的权柄来建造的了。
They are commissioned by God to build up and manage the church.
这叫正面的。
This is a positive.
反面的。
A negative.
教会又不对了。
If something wrong with the church.
管理教会了。
They need to manage the church.
所以我们会看见呢，当初的教会都是使徒们一个一个来建立起来的。
So all the churches in the New Testament being planted by apostles.
那教会建立起来之后。
As the church is being built up.
一些错误东西慢慢进来了。
But there are many errors entering into the church.
保罗所写的书信的里面呢。
So in Paul's epistle.
遇见头一个最大的难处是加拉太的教会。
The biggest problem that he encountered is the church. 因为
有人借着遵行律法，叫教会中间好好的遵行了，来建立起来的。
Because people come in and say you must abide by the law to build up the church.
保罗说你们是离开了基督了，来做建造主，这不是福音。
Paul said this is not gospel. You're apart from Christ.
哥林多教会有难处发生了。
And there are problems in the church of Corinth.
有一位弟兄娶了他的继母。
And a brother had married a stepmother.
父亲死了。
Father had died.
继母年纪还轻。
And the stepmother is young.
这一个人把他继母娶了为妻了。
And the person married a stepmother.
哥林多教会因着爱心。
And because of the church of Corinth had love.
哦，这是很好了。
And it's very good.
保罗说我人不在你们那里。
Paul said, I'm not there physically.
在你们那里。
But my heart is with you.
要把这样的人赶出教会，把他身体交给撒旦了，或者灵魂在主耶稣日子会得救。
This man has been driven away from the church, and so that the body will be corrupt, but yet the spirit will live.
保罗对哥林多怎么说？
What did Paul say to the church of
Corinth? 你要我来带着恩典来呢，还带着刑杖来打人的我？
Do you want me to come with grace, or you want me to come with a staff?
保罗不能够在每一个教会中有刑杖去打的了。
Paul would not use a staff to discipline every church.
保罗在别的教会我不是使徒，在你们我总是使徒了。
He said, I'm a apostle among you.
你们教会是我开头建立起来的。
Because I started your church.
这他是使徒了。
Therefore, he's an apostle.
当他们教会中有人去了计谋的时候，都不哀痛。
People do not feel the pain or suffering when people marry their mother.
非常厉害的话讲了。
So, Paul said a very severe
to them. 交给撒旦了，败坏他的身体。
Is to commit them to Satan and destroy the body.
这个不是正面的。
This is not a positive thing.
谁能够做的？
Who can do it?
所以使徒才能够做的。
Only apostle can do it.
所以常常要注意啊。
So need a.
什么叫使徒？
What is apostle?
由神授权的。
They're being given authority by God.
这叫做使徒。
That's called apostle.
第二先知。
Second is a prophet.
传讲今天神的信息。
They are the one who preach God's message of the generation.
我常常劝我自己。
I always encourage myself.
不要做三十年前的传道人。
Do not be a preacher of 30 years ago.
要做今天的传道人。
Yeah, I must be a preacher of today.
我也是很为难。
And I feel difficult.
常常受邀请到许多教会去开培灵会。
I've been invited to preach in many churches.
我要讲什么题目？
What should I preach on?
一个月前他们都 email 过来了。
About a month ago,
你要讲什么题目？
You got to speak on this.
哎呀，我说我还在祷告了。
I haven't prayed about it.
我怎么祷告法？
How do I pray?
我打电话给他教会的牧师或者主要的长老。
I call the main elder or the pastor there.
你们教会的人是蒙恩情况怎么样？
How is the spiritual condition of your church?
信主三年以下的和三年以上的比例有多少？
What is the ratio of those who believe less than 3 years and more than 3 years?
最近你们讲一些什么道？
What have you been preaching recently?
我知道他们教会的情况。
As I know their condition.
然后我去祷告才知道讲什么题目。
Then I go to pray so that I know what I should preach.
那么有好多的教会。
And many churches.
有些特别的难处。
There are special problems.
我很难的不知道讲什么题目。
I don't know what to preach on.
像一个多礼拜。
About a week ago.
我到 Pennsylvania 一个教会去了。
I went to preach in the Pennsylvania.
他们成立27年的纪念。
And they have this 27-year anniversary.
我去了才知道。
When I get there, I realize.
牧师和执事吵架。
And the pastor and the deacons are having a fight.
他宣道会了。
It is an alliance church.
吵了不开交了。
It is a terrible fight.
宣道会是全国性的了。
And alliance church is
管理这一个区的了，有一个领头的人。
It is a supervisor for that church.
来调解。
And try to solve the problem.
最后定规了。
And later on they decide.
是离开。
Ask the pastor to leave.
这是会解散。
And then just dissolve.
他目前来管理这个教会的。
And he's going to come and take care of the church.
过段时间再把执事们再建立起来。
And later on he'll reestablish the deacons.
他们没有告诉我。
But they didn't tell me.
教会这么大难处了。
It's such a big problem in church.
那我祷告的话有一个内容讲的了。
I pray to the Lord. I'm going to.
我一下了飞机，他们开车接我去，把这个教会情况告诉我了。
And as they take me after in at.
哎呀，我很为难。
And I felt this is very difficult.
太好了。
But okay.
我讲到的目的根据没有改变。
My sermon did not change.
我的讲法内容啊，适合他们那个时代的。
But
那个情况的。
What I preach will be accustomed to their condition.
飞机我就完了之后，他们送我上飞机。
After the meeting, they took me to the airport.
他是林弟兄啊。
He's a brother.
我们最近两个月大家苦死了。
This 2 months, we suffered so much.
你来的时候啊，把我们苦的人往里头就解决过来了。
We felt being released inwardly.
这叫什么？
What does that mean?
今日的信息。
The God's message of today.
不是我看了一本书啊，这个道很好哦，我下次就来讲了。
Not that when I read the book, I said this is a good sermon.
我有叫教会的需要嘛。
I need to preach according to me.
这是什么？
What is it?
这是先知。
This is called preach a prophet.
我没用使徒。
I did not use as apostle.
你们聚会解散，这是使徒有做的，我不是使徒。
The apostle can dissolve a board.
我是什么？
But what am I?
先知的啦。
A prophet.
在第三传福音的。
Thirdly, is evangelist.
每一个时代里头，神兴起少数特别有恩赐的人来。
God raised up a few people, appoint them for that generation for preaching the
gospel. 每一个基督徒应该传福音的。
Everyone should preach the gospel.
但不是以弗所第四章传福音者。
But not.What is mentioned here in Ephesians chapter 4?
传福音者
For evangelists here.
在中国的历史里头，宋长杰很清楚的。
Very clearly in Chinese history is
近时代的里面。
Brother John Song.
像我到美国40年了。
As me, I've been coming to America
40 years. 最清楚是徐华医生。
And very clearly is Dr. Xu Hua.
他不是传道人。
He's not a preacher.
是个医生。
He's a doctor.
是他过世了之后，在这一次聚会里面了。
So after he passed away in the memorial,
我跟弟兄姊妹讲了。
I told the brothers and sisters.
你要知道。
You must know.
全世界带领高级知识分子信主最多的是徐华医生。
The one who had led the most intellectuals to believe in the Lord is Dr. 徐华。
哦，了不起人物了。
Truly a great man.
我要讲这个这么讲法。
This is how I'm going to mention.
有人说林弟兄，你这个讲法有一个我们社会不佩服的。
They said, I do not admire this part what you're saying.
我说我知道了，你指的牧师是谁了。
I know what you're talking about.
我说改一改吧。
So I changed it.
在全美国带领高级知识分子信主最多是徐华，这个牧师就没有话说了。
So Dr. 徐华 is the one in the North America who's led the most intellectual to the Lord.
这是什么？
What is this?
传福音者
This is an evangelist.
我也传福音，不是传福音者。
I preach the gospel, but I'm not evangelist.
那么还有一个牧师和教师。
Next is the pastors and teachers.
牧养和教导信徒的。
It's the pastor and teacher believers.
80年前起来的神学的贾跃民是教导的。
And 80 years ago, God had raised Pastor 贾跃民 to preach.
80年前王明道起来是牧养的。
And for 80 years ago, God had raised up Pastor Wang Mingdao as a pastor.
你都会想象吗？
Can you imagine?
王明道牧师讲到教导说电话来了用左手拿右手还是写字的他讲到还讲这些
he preached about how if you answer a phone you use the left hand but in the right hand you still write
贾跃民从来不讲这个只讲圣经的嘛
but the other about 贾跃民
王明道特别什么
误
导基督徒生活方面。
You emphasize on the daily life of a believer. 那
正是神所兴起的。这些人是什么
？What are these people？
不是建立教会。
They are not the apostles.
叫弟兄姊妹被装备了，进出他的职分来。
They are the ones who equip the saints so that for the works of service.
教会才是建造。
So the church can be built up.
第二类的不是。
The second type.
以弗所四章十五节十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15.
我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
But holding the truth in love, we may grow up in Him in all things, who is the head of the Christ.
全身都靠着联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，彼此身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己，就建立教会。
From whom the whole body fitted together and connected by every joint of supply.
对不起，我的时间又长了一点啊。我把这个讲完就可以了，好吧
？I'm not finished this.
这个的圣经呢，翻译的不够太清楚。
This translation is not very clear.
我要从另外的翻译。
From I will do another translation.
中文翻译全身既靠着筋节得以相助联络。
In the Chinese, every joint joined together and fitted together.
原文是什么意思
？What's the original meaning?
借着供应的节和联络的筋，就因神的增长而增长。
So through the joints and the ligaments, supply increase with the increases of God.
人的组织有好多种。
There are many human organizations.
血液供应全身细胞里头的养料。
Oh.The nourishment for every cell in the body.
那个神经部分从头发的命令呢，管理全身的活动。
For the nervous system is the head who controls the whole body's nerve.
还有一个是什么
？Another.
那是骨骼之间呢，有个筋把它联络起来的。
And between the bones, there are ligaments that join together.
所以他这里说是供应的结。
So he's talking about connected by the joints.
知道血液的系统。
It's really the circulation system.
联络的筋。
It is a ligament that joined them together.
那是包括骨骼之间的联系的了。
It's how the bones connected together.
神在教会中也是这样。
God the same way.
有这个是供应的。
Some is to the supply.
有的是联络的了。
Some is to connect each other.
这我刚才已经提了。
I mentioned before.
有些弟兄姊妹也是做关怀的了。
Some people will do the concerning.
讲道也讲不太清楚了。
They cannot preach very well.
查经也不太明白了。
And people can understand the Bible.
是能够联系到弟兄姊妹的。
But they can connect brothers and sisters together.
没有这样联系的话不行的。
You cannot have disconnect.
连侍奉的话呢？
As to serving the Lord,
都要叫布道也好陪领也好关怀也好啦彼此联系的好的
But no matter it's gospel meeting or revival we need to connect to each other
这总是借着有的人是供应的有的人都联系的啦
Some will be the supplying like the nourishment one the other is connected
这样写着供应来了
This is how the function is
就人的灵命逐渐的成长
So spiritual the maturity
因为灵命成长了
Because the spiritual maturity 教
会就增长了
So the church will increase
教会的增长
As the church increases,
教会被建立起来。
This is how the church being built up.
这亲爱弟兄姊妹的。
So brothers and sisters,
像我们一个人的身体一样的。
So just like a human body.
我们小孩子的时候五脏俱全。
As we are kids, every part is there.
显不出功用来的了。
But yet the function is not clear.
慢慢的成长的时候了。
As the child matures,
显出各个部分的功用来的。
So every part will display its function.
要显出功用来。
As the function is clear.The eyes is good.
耳朵要好。
The ears good.
讲话要清楚。
You speak clearly.
手和脚要有活动。
And the feet and the hands have to be active.
多方面的嘛。
It's all different aspects.
一个人才能够在地上好好的活出来吗
？So they can live in this earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
教会也是如此。
So church is the same way.
所以我们感谢赞美主呢。
We thank the Lord.
主叫我们每一个人得救了。
So everyone is being saved.
对，把生命给我们了。
Give us life.
生命是相同的。
We have the same kind of life.
生命的性质，生命的本身， 显出来不太相同的。
But yet the manifestation of that light is different.
你在某一方面显示功用。
One part you might serve.
他在某一方面显示功用。
The other person has certain function.
各种功用在教会是互相配搭。
As all these functions work together.
教会才能够建立起来。
Then the church can be built up.
那么我下面不能再讲了。
I cannot continue anymore.
教会弟兄姊妹显出功用来
as brothers and sisters use their function
靠着三个大类
and through three different
一个是话语的
one is the speaking gift
一个是服事的
the serving gift
另外就是神奇的
and the supernatural gift
所以你去读罗马书第十二章
as you read Romans chapter 12
哥林多前书第十二章
or First Corinthians chapter 12
教会中各种不同的恩赐和功用
there are different gifts and functions of the church
归纳起来的
As you put them together,
三类的功用。
There are three kinds of functions.
这教会一个教会呢
，in the church，
这些三类的功用都显出来了。
There should be a display or manifestation of three kinds of functions.
这是果效
and the effects of them.
教会本身就能够建立起来了。
And the church will be built up.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
这是这一件事的。
For this matter，
我是最后跟你们讲。
Lastly，
活到老，学到老。
As I grow older, I continue to learn.
没人毕业的了。
Nobody will graduate.
你我今天要侍奉主。
If you and I want to serve the Lord.
要看见神在两千年教会中间怎么做工法。
We're going to see how the Lord worked in this 2,000 years.
从他们所传讲的信息。
From their sermon.
他们的工作了。
From their work.
神所做了。
What God is doing.
都采纳在我们中间。
It will be accepted in us.
就是今天我们在地方教会中间了。
In the local church as we are.
注重我们的恩赐。
We emphasize on the gift.
也尊重别人的恩赐。
And respect others' gift.
我显示功用来了。
As I use my gift.
别人显示功用来了。
And other people use the gift.
教会才能够建造起来。
Then the church may be built up.
这求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们低头一点。
Let's pray.
主耶稣我们谢谢你
Lord Jesus we thank you
你实在是奇妙的救主
You're truly a wonderful Savior
你是成为教会的元首
You're the head of the church
你管理你的教会
You rule over your church
养育你的教会
You nourish the church
教导你的教会
You teach the church
就每一个蒙恩的人
That we all who be blessed
不光我们的生活中间彰显你的荣美
Not only in our life, we manifest your glory.
也把我们所有的恩赐放在教会的里面，和大家一同的配搭，叫教会的本身得到建造。
Is that we put our gifts in the church, the church manifests your glory and be built up.
求你恩待我们。
May you be gracious to us.
不叫我们单单做一个爱主的人，却是没有果效。
Not that, so that we not only love the Lord, but not effective.
而不叫我们有果效，却是独树一帜的。跟别人配搭的
that we become effective but only serve on ourselves
求你在这些地方教导我们
May you teach us in this area
叫我们一同的学习
that we can learn together
叫你的教会显出你全备的荣耀
that your church may manifest your total glory
请你听我们的祷告
listen to our prayers
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray in Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.